It's an emergency response like we haven't ever really seen in this country. A hurricane causes flooding, ravaging an inland area. Search and rescue continues a week after the flooding. We're joined by Brad Huffine, Senior VP of Weather Risk Management at Weather Call Services. He has experience with FEMA. So what is FEMA's role right now, Brad?
FEMA's role is, people think that FEMA is a first response agency, and they're really not. They're a massive coordination agency. They coordinate help and resources meaning people and equipment from the National Guard to local fire departments to police officers. They're the ones that really try to coordinate from a 20,000 foot level to make sure that boots are on the ground as quickly as possible.
Brad, hey, Brunoff here. 25, 30 inches of rain, let's say, in Dallas and Fort Worth compared to that amount of rain in western North Carolina and parts of eastern Tennessee. What's the difference?
If you get 30 inches of rain, I'll say 20 inches in Houston, that's a plain. That means everybody gets about a foot and a half of rain. If you get the same thing in Dallas County because of the increased terrain, let's say the water runs off and covers about 30% of the county. That means that you may have anywhere from 5-6 feet of rain. You get to the mountains of western North Carolina where about 5% of the ground is low enough to collect all the rain. A 20-inch rain could mean 27 or 30 feet of water. Then you add the debris flow from mudslides, and this water is moving at 50, 60 miles an hour. And that's part of the reason why some of these towns, entire towns along the watershed, are just wiped out. It's not just the water, but it's putting all kinds of debris, semi-trucks, trailers, rolling down the river as these things are moving on. And that's one of the reasons why you have so much devastation and, honestly, so many people that are still missing and may never be found.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And last question, 30 seconds here. What can we do as far as the residents here in North Texas to help the relief effort?
We're always tempted to get trailers full of things. Here's what I'll say. If you donate to one of the organizations that's extremely active there, Samaritan's Purse is one of the most active ones there now. Others will come in. You buy a case of water for $12. If you give $12 to a place like, you know, to one of these organizations, that $12 buys a pallet or half of a pallet of water. That's why we suggest to donate money. People want to help now, but this is going to be affecting people for 3 to 6 months. So we need to be there for them as long as we possibly can. That's why donating money allows them to give the people exactly what they need and not bring a bunch of stuff in that people may not need at that time.
Appreciate you joining us, Brad, from Raleigh, North Carolina.